Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with John Viscount of the upcoming movie The Principal, starring Sharon Stone. John, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jason. Really appreciate it.
Just from the look of things, it seems like you guys are pretty fairly on in the process, right?
Well, this is a fundraiser, but the script has been written, and we're all set to go on that. We've got a good team out in L.A. ready to go into production, but we just need to raise some money for it this weekend. And I'm actually the writer of it, and I'll be a producer of it, but we'll actually be hiring a director for the film.
Gotcha. But yeah. This is kind of your vision, your baby.
Yes. It came out of the other film that I did called Admissions, which is a film about the Middle East crisis. And that got into Sharon Stone's hands, and she reached out to me and told me that that was like her favorite film of the year, and then asked me to write a similar piece for her centered around cyberbullying. So then I wrote this piece called The Principal, and that's what we're raising money for.
Will this one be a short like the last one with James Cromwell, or will it be a feature?
Yeah, it will. This is another modern parable, about a 20-minute piece, which I think is very effective for educational purposes, because you can put it into a classroom setting and have a lot of time left over for learning and stuff like that. And it doesn't require much time for people to actually get through the film and kind of absorb some of the teachings and the principles in the film.
Before we get to the principal, let's talk about Admissions, which was the whole reason Sharon Stone, how you even caught her eye in the first place. So it starred James Cromwell, and it's set in the admissions room of the afterlife, right? And couple Israeli folks and Palestinians kind of resolving their conflicts in the afterlife? They're sort of by the pearly gates, quote-unquote?
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. They come in there with some pretty serious issues, and they need to kind of work it out. And a lot of people think admissions is like, well, do you get into heaven or hell? But it's actually more about getting stuff off your chest and removing grievances, so then you can kind of enter heaven and be in a much more heavenly state of mind and not be walking around angry all the time. So the title actually has two different layers of meaning to it.
Love it. And do you know how Sharon Stone saw it? Was it at a festival?
No, it was actually another friend of mine by the name of Steve Robertson, who runs Project Peace on Earth, a really great guy, and he loved Admissions, and he had a meeting with Sharon and gave her the link to the film and then gave her my contact information. Then she reached out to me to have me write this cyberbullying script.
Is that related to the Peace on Earth Festival out in Chicago, or is it something different?
No, but that's, oddly enough, is one of the very first festivals we were in, and we actually won the best short at that festival, and they were wonderful, wonderful people, and that kind of set us on a real nice journey, and so we're forever grateful to them.
Okay, so she saw the movie and said, write up something that I can take part in. So tell me a little more about The Principal. So we know it's about cyberbullying, but give us a little more on it.
Well, it takes place in the Bardo state between lives, which is a Buddhist principle that says after you leave this world, you actually have a moment of reflection and stuff to figure out where the next stage of your evolutionary journey is going to go. And it's a pretty deep piece, too. It's steeped in a lot of the same teachings that Admissions is steeped in. And they're written actually to be companion pieces, because I've actually adapted both pieces into a three-act play, which I believe we're going to put on in Hollywood in the fall. And the first act would be The Principal. The second act will be Admissions. And the third act will be a Q&A with the audience, where the actors and myself will come out on stage and actually do a Q&A and go through all the teachings. And then that will all lead people to the global resolution at peacenow.com, where I'm co-founder, where we're gathering a billion signatures to create peace departments and governments around the world. So they're written as companion pieces and they kind of work together, and that's why they're actually the same length and stuff.
That's awesome. Any teaser of what kind of role Sharon Stone will play in it?
Well, yeah, she plays the wise teacher. James Cromwell in that plays the wise clerk who actually processes people who come into the admissions room, and he's a very wise guy who kind of hears them out and then guides them to a more peaceful understanding of what just happened in their life. And this is exactly the same role that Sharon Stone plays. She's going to be the principal who actually handles some kids who come in who've been bullying each other. And you don't know about missions, but it's also, like I said, a pretty deep piece with some pretty healing teachings in it.
I love it. Tell me a little bit more about you. I mean, I know you're in Potomac now. Do you live there or you just work there?
No, I actually live in Venice Beach, California.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and so I'm actually co-founder of peacenow.com, and so we're creating these peace media pieces to actually be put up on our platform there. And Admissions, my first film, is up there as a gift of peace. that everyone who signs our petition and those who don't sign the petition get to watch for free. And the principle will be the next piece. And then I have another piece that looks like we're going to get produced called The Intersection, which is about the homeless. I have another piece about soldiers suffering from PTSD, another one for people suffering bereavement of a loved one. So my mission is kind of to look out in the world and see societal ills or where people are suffering and then try to create these modern parables that offer healing perspectives on what people are going through and helpful, hopefully are helpful for them as to ease their suffering a bit. And so we're using peacenow.com as a platform to get all these out into the world.
Love it. So what brought you here to Potomac? Is it the fact that the event's coming up Saturday?
Yes, well, I was here, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago to do some screenings of admissions, and one of them that I did was with wonderful Sister Jenna at the Meditation Museum in Silver Spring. Sister Jenna is head of the D.C. branch of the Brahma Kumaris and is one of the wisest women on earth. And she very graciously had me there for a few screenings, and then she also had me do a screening at the home of Shaheen Mafi. And Shaheen Mafi is a wonderful philanthropist who runs an organization by the name of the Azar Foundation for Children of the World, where she looks after orphan children all around the world. And so we did the screening of admissions at her home, and then during the Q&A, I told her about this next project that we had for the principal, and she immediately gravitated towards it because she really loves to look out for the kids in the world, and she knew it was about bullying. So she took me for a wonderful walk after that and through her kitchen and said, I want to help you do a fundraiser for that film. I said, well, this is absolutely wonderful. And I'll be gosh darn, maybe about a month and a half later, I heard from her and she started setting it up. And so we're doing the fundraiser at her home on Saturday, which I am going to be eternally grateful for. And she's a wonderful woman with a huge heart who does a lot of good around the world.
That's so great. Well, if anyone listening to this, our listeners, if they can make it out Saturday, I know it's not cheap. I think it's like $1,000 a pop, right?
But yep, that's correct.
But it's money going to the film. Do you know how much of it goes towards the movie or how much covers the cost of putting on the event? Do you even know?
Oh, there's none of it's going towards the cost of the event. Shaheen Mafi is footing that all herself.
Okay, cool.
So all the money will go towards the film, and then above and beyond the film, it'll be about the social impact campaign that we'll create around the film. Because you make the film, and then you have to actually have the outreach to get into all the different outlets. And we hope to also get the film translated into multiple languages and put in education curriculums. Because Admissions, my first film, was translated also into Farsi, Hebrew, Spanish, and Arabic, and was broadcast to 80 million people around the world. So we're hoping to get similar numbers or even greater numbers for this bullying piece, because the bullying piece actually has a much broader audience, because every parent is worried about their kids getting bullied, and there's getting kids bullied all around the world, and the internet is much worse than traditional schoolyard bullying, because you can literally shame people to millions with just a few pushes of the button on your keyboard. So it's a real big problem, and we hope to offer some healing perspectives centered around it.
Well, it sounds like a great cause, and if you come out, it's a chance to brush elbows with a Hollywood star there. So, I really appreciate you taking the time, John, and best of luck with the event.
Well, thank you so much, Jason. I really appreciate you having me on your show.